Hello and welcome. This is Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap. Let's kickstart things with our first major headline from the past week. Australia is making waves in the global insurtech scene, and the winds of change are being led by a surge of strategic investments and advanced technologies. A recent report by Insurtech Australia and PFS Consulting, aptly titled Insurtech Down Under, reveals the existence of an impressive 293 insurtech firms operating across Australia and New Zealand. These trailblazers managed to secure no less than $1.6 billion US dollars in a 12-year span. The local startup ecosystem is ripe with potential that harnesses the power of groundbreaking technologies such as blockchain, quantum computing, and AI-fueled analytics. But innovation, as we are well aware, often walks hand in hand with challenges. In a clear example stems from a recent cybercrime incident involving a company whose insurance claim got denied by AIG Australia. The case brings to light the pressing need for businesses to deepen their understanding of their insurance policies, especially in matters pertaining to cyber threats. Furthermore, the dynamically changing landscape of insurtech is pressurizing larger insurance companies to revise their policy definitions to deal with new age digital risks effectively. From one sea of challenges to another, Underwriting Australia is charting these tumultuous waters by meeting high risk coverage demands that have been largely sidestepped by larger insurers. The firm has shown a knack for handling difficult to place risks, such as cyclone-prone properties and complex strata issues. Australia Underwriting's accomplished management of a National Motorsports Association shows promise for its ability to tackle unique insurance challenges. The company's independent operation aids it in swiftly addressing natural disasters and precarious property exposures. In our final news story for today, we turn our attention to a recent ruling by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, regarding an unresolved mold contamination case. AFCA has ordered Hollard Insurance to increase compensation for a homeowner due to inadequate remediation efforts. Robust follow-up from a mycologist pointed towards moisture migration as the root cause, leading the AFCA to recommend comprehensive restitution, including an updated scope of works, additional accommodation costs, and expert fees. This wraps up our weekly summary. Insurance is never just about the policy. It's about the people, businesses, innovations, and regulations that shape our industry. Stay informed, stay insured. For more information on personal and business insurance, do pay us a visit at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estritori signing off for Financial Services Online. Until next time, take care.